In today's verse, we'll be covering a statement found in Mark's gospel that describes how Jesus used his time. The context is Jesus' early Galilean ministry, when he was preaching and healing mostly in the cities and towns surrounding the western and northern shores of the Sea of Galilee. Because of his healing and bold teaching, he was garnering some negative attention among the people of his home region. In Mark 5, we read about how, after miraculously restoring the life of a young girl who had died, Jesus actually asked those who witnessed the healing to not spread the news, not to say anything, so that it didn't attract too much negative attention. Since his ministry still had to go on for some time, he couldn't have events move too quickly. However, that doesn't mean he went into seclusion. As we will read in today's verse, he still fulfilled his responsibilities to God, regardless of the dangers. Let's read three verses in Mark 6, verses 1 through 3. Verse 1. Then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. Jesus, being the leader, always led the way. Verse 2. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands?" Verse 3. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. Mark points out several interesting things. He shows how many people could discern there was something different about Jesus, his message, the depth of the wisdom that came out of him, the authority with which he spoke, the works he was able to perform. They could tell he was not just a normal Galilean. Mark also points out that he actually had a profession before his ministry. He worked as a carpenter, likely from his mid to late teens into his late 20s. He also had physical brothers and sisters. But what I want to focus on is the fact that despite the dangers he faced from those who opposed him, he still kept the Sabbath day by congregating at the synagogue. Why did he do this? At this point, wouldn't it have been safer for him to just stay away from the synagogues, the places that were controlled and populated by those who hated him most? Well, yes, human logic would say that. But we have to consider why Jesus was there. Many are familiar with the fact that the law of God commanded people to rest on the Sabbath. But resting from labor wasn't the only element of the Sabbath command. Notice Leviticus 23, verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. So in addition to abstaining from work and resting, the Sabbath is also a holy convocation. That could be translated a commanded assembly, a sacred assembly, or a special God-ordained gathering. So the Sabbath isn't just for leisurely rest. It's also a day when God's people are to assemble together to worship and learn about God. That's why Jesus faithfully attended the synagogue every week, because that's where the holy convocation was held in his time. Even though he faced legitimate dangers at the synagogue from those who hated him, he still faithfully attended. Jesus Christ was a faithful Sabbath keeper in all its components. How about you? Are you a Sabbath keeper? Do you obey the fourth commandment? Do you rest from your labors on the seventh-day Sabbath? That's Saturday in modern terms. Do you assemble with God's people? If we're going to walk just as Jesus walked, we must follow in his steps by resting and assembling on God's holy Sabbath.
Verse by Verse is a companion podcast to the Daily Bible Verse blog, which you can find on the Life, Hope, and Truth Learning Center. Check out the show notes for more.